پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
If your deployment platform is going to be Server 2008, or if you're doing development under Vista, both of these use IIS 7 as their Internet Information Services implementation. And IIS 7 is a pretty dramatic change from IIS 6 with respect to ASP.NET integration, primarily because ASP.NET becomes a first-class citizen in the environment, whereas in the past, it was always an add-on. You always had to go through IIS before you could actually get to ASP.NET's worker process and all of its handlers. So what they did in IIS 7 was they raised ASP.NET to the same level as the ISAPI modules and extensions that are available in traditional IIS, so that it's no longer necessary to implement an ISAPI handler if you want to do top-level filtering. You can actually use ASP.NET's filtering mechanism, which is the module. So anyway, if you want to see how ASP.NET pages are dispatched to inside of IIS 7, you just go to the handler mappings of your site or your application, and you can very easily identify the ASPX endpoint and the handler that's set up to process it. So let's go take a look at Server 2008 running IIS 7. Here's the sample we were just looking at. So what I'm going to do is bring up Internet Information Services through the Administrative Tools menu. The default one here is going to be IIS 7, which is what we want. And let's go ahead and drill into our server and take a look at the default website. And notice there are settings for both ASP.NET and IIS here. But what you'll notice is if I go to the handler mappings for my default website in IIS, not only do I have all of the traditional integrated ISAPI extensions like ASP, but I also have ASPX extensions here. But notice it's no longer the ASPX extension. Notice that it's no longer listed as a DLL. It's not an unmanaged DLL like we saw before, the ASP.NET ISAPI DLL, but instead it's actually the class that's going to be used to parse those pages and then service, create the class and service the requests. So ASP.NET becomes a top level entity within IIS as a version 7, and this association is a direct association for a request coming into an ASPX file to the class that's responsible for parsing the ASPX file, generating the class definition, and dispatching the request onto that class.